This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And my first guest of the second hour is quite a guy. He has had a career that is unmatched in various areas of the entertainment business, from wrestling to television shows. Stone Cold Steve Austin will be joining us. Then astronaut Mike Massimino will be here on the program. I always like when Mike's here. He's a very, very nice man, really down to earth for being an astronaut. And then we'll be talking to Stacey McDaniel and Emily Caligrelli. Later on in the hour, the premier lady when it comes to toys that make your children not only enjoy themselves but to learn, our friend Elizabeth Warner. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. A show airs Monday nights on the USA Network. It's called Straight Up Steve Austin. Joining us right now is the man, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on and help spread the word about the show.
This is a very unique show, even though it is a show that when somebody says you got a new interview show, people have a certain stigma. But you've put a different twist to this. There's no studio, there's no couch, there's no cue cards, and you go from different cities across the country. Tell us about the format, because, Steve, I think this is a winner.
Man, I tell you what, it was a work in progress, and I learned something in each and every episode. In my pro wrestling career, you know, you kind of start, and then by the time you get done, you've done, you know, you've learned a trade, and all of a sudden you go into this new format. You know, I've been podcasting for about 6 years.
Wow.
And having one-on-one conversations with people, you know, in my house or in my studio or on the road, and this is a whole different animal. It's just me talking with different guests and doing outdoor activities, and it's good for me because I love being outside. I do not like being indoors, and on one hand, you know, doing an activity kind of, invokes conversation. By the same token, you know, you're multitasking. You know, you're trying to pay attention to what you're doing, also create this conversation, and, you know, ask your guests questions. So it turns into one big BS session, and they're telling stories, I'm telling stories, and we're trying just to create this chemistry, form a bond or a trust, and have a good time. And I think it comes through the screen. I learned a lot each and every episode. but I had a blast filming each and every episode as well.
I think it would be a great disservice to your talents just to put you behind a desk. That would not work. What you're doing is right up your alley, and you're right. You know, you got to make it a fun conversation and a conversation. A lot of times, these interview shows turn into be a one-sided thing. You know, you ask a question, you wait for the answer, you ask another question. The reality of it is that you share stories, and you have some great people that are going to be on. Trace Adkins, Dale Earnhardt Jr., WWE superstar Becky Lynch, NFL quarterback Baker Mayfield, and Rob Riggle, who is a retired United States Marine Corps Reserve officer. But I learned something, Steve, being partners with the late Ed McMahon, that you never refer to a Marine as retired. Boy, I had that pounded in my head several times.
No, never retired. And, you know, the interesting thing about each one of these shows, you know, all the activities are different. And it were born from a part of their life, like with Rob being former U.S. Marine, you know, I get a chance to go crush cars in a tank because I get a chance to, you know, do something from his background. So each episode has a different flavor and a personality of its own because of the guests and because of the activities.
Well, as a result of me being a race car fan, do you go in a race car with Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Well, you got to watch that episode because there's a little bit of that in there. And I actually wanted to get on a NASCAR track. We couldn't make that happen, but I got a chance to spend an entire day with one of NASCAR's favorite sons. And what an interesting, articulate, eloquent guy that guy is. Mm-hmm. And I would have never figured him to be so talkative and so open and candid. He's just a wonderful human being.
Now, what about a little bit of singing? Did you do any singing with Trace? Or we got to wait for that one, too.
Man, I tell you what, if we could have if me and Trace could tell the stories that we told on our lunch break, some of those outlaw stories, that'd have been a whole show in and of itself.
Oh, that's funny.
Everybody knows that I can't sing, so no, we did not sing one single song together.
You sound like you're having a great deal of fun with this, and of course, it's less hurting after you film a show like this than after a match. I didn't realize, Steve, that you had played football at North Texas State University and then went into wrestling. You didn't want to stay in the football field?
You know what? It turns out, Ron, I was good enough coming out of high school to get a junior college scholarship. That hurt my feelings. I thought I was going to go Division I.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a scholarship to North Texas State University. There was Division II. Now they're Division I. And I was good enough to start, and I blew an ACL out. That was the first of my knee problems. And then my senior year, I came back and started all 11 games at weak side defensive end. What I got was 5 years of an education. I dropped out with 17 hours left to graduate.
Wow.
But I was nowhere near pro football material, and I think that's a blessing in disguise because it led me to do the most wonderful thing I've ever done, and that was being a squared circle traveling all over the world in the business of professional wrestling.
Well, I bet you some of the guys that you played on the team with at Texas State are envious of the popularity and success that you had chosen by going into wrestling. I want to apologize, Steve, for not running down all of the things that you have done in the wrestling industry, because it is pages after pages after pages, and so we'll have to do that at another time. But I'm very intrigued and excited about Straight Up Steve Austin. Now, I know you have like 7 episodes in the can right now. Can we look forward to more down the road?
I sure hope we can, man. You know, Vince McMahon always taught me that, you know, the audience is your biggest critic. Hmm. So if people watch the show in enough numbers, we'll get season 2. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
The numbers speak for themselves. I hope to, in anything you do, you want to be successful. In anything you do, you've got to put in the work. So I put in the work of season 1. I've got it figured out now. So I want to apply my experience to season 2 just so I can improve my performance. You know, every time you get on radio, Ron, as long as you've been doing it, is another day. But your last 7 broadcasts were better than your first 7, right?
Yeah.
So same thing with this, man. I just want to keep going, keep getting better, and keep having fun. I got a chance to get in the entertainment business in 1989. And in 1990, I was the Rookie of the Year. I'm still in the entertainment business in a different format, doing Straight Up Steve Austin. And I never would have, in a million years, have envisioned myself hosting a talk show outdoors, doing outdoor activities, but here I am, and I'm having a blast, and I want to keep going.
Well, you know, one of the unique things I think about this show is the fact that you are talking to other athletes, whether they be stock car drivers, Trace Adkins, of course, you know, a singer. You are talking to people that are very well-versed in their world of concentration, but you bring an enormous part of the show to the table, because everybody that you have planned to have on the show and will have in the future probably are very envious of you for the sheer fact your job is not easy when you are in that ring. Sure, all of them are in awe of what you do.
You know, it was really interesting, because I know Gabriel Iglesias was a big fan, Sal Volcano was a fan, Becky was a fan even though she's in the business, and Dale Jr. So a lot of the people were big fans of mine, and I think even if you weren't, because I don't know, well, Rob used to go to wrestling matches over in Kansas City when he was growing up, so
right.
I guess they can appreciate the fact that I had a high level of success in my chosen profession at the time, but now the task at hand is to have a great conversation with them. I want them to shine as much as possible. I want us to be as entertaining as possible. So, you know, I hope they appreciate me, but I want to be able to, you know, make them feel at home and have a great time so that we can entertain the masses via a television or a streaming device.
I think it's important to know, too, Steve, this is an unscripted show. No cue cards, no script, no nothing, right?
No, there ain't nothing. There's a lot of research, and my brain cells are trying to retain a lot of information because I've got a lot of questions that I want to ask, but you know, the network's got a couple of questions they want to ask, too, so
sure.
I've got all these ideas that are in my head and all these notes, and it's up to me to be able to facilitate this, and you kind of walk it and chewing gum at the same time, and the more you do it, the better you get at it, and I had a blast. It's very challenging.
Just the sound of your voice builds excitement. I mean, you have a compassion for this, my friend, and that's why it's going to be a huge success for you going far beyond, as I predict, 7 episodes. And again, I want to make mention of the fact that the executive producers are Steve Austin and Dave Barsky, who, of course, had a very successful gig with Dirty Jobs.
Man, that guy brought a wealth of experience, and he was kind of the calm within the storm. I didn't have to really think about anything other than the task at hand because of all of his experiences with Dirty Jobs. And, of course, Mike Rowe was phenomenal at what he did. So that guy really was an anchor for me.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, I am a fan of yours. I think that you are not only great in the ring, you're going to be great on the show on the USA Network at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, Monday nights. And its star and our guest is none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hey, Steve, thank you so much. I know you're on a heck of a busy schedule, and I really appreciate you spending the time and invite you to come back anytime. You're a great guest, I want you to know.
Hey, man, thank you, and thanks for everybody out there serving our country. I appreciate it very much.
That's nice of you to say. Say, break a leg. I don't want you to really break a leg after all the time you spent in the ring and then have to break a leg for a television show.
Been there, done that. If it'll give me a rating, I'll do it.
I love it. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you very much.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin. He's a very cool guy and so much different than he is when he's in the ring. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. And I'm always excited when we have guests on the show that have unique positions. And one of the first guests that we had on our program several years ago that had one of the coolest jobs in the world, the late astronaut Alan B. Shepard. Well, I'm proud to say we're back in space with another man in space, my friend, astronaut Mike Massimino. Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you, Ron? How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Not only am I proud to be talking to an astronaut, but I'm proud to be talking to an Italian astronaut.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I was just telling Claudia earlier that I, as part of, to celebrate my Italian heritage in space, I flew a Sicilian flag on my space flight. I flew a replica of Galileo's telescope that I got from his museum in Florence on my second flight. And on both my flights, I took biscotti from my favorite bakery in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. So you're Sicilian.
Yes, that's where my people come from. And I'm American now for the past few generations.
Yeah, well, I'm Sicilian, too. So I.
Perfect.
So we got, my son went to Sicily on his honeymoon, so that's how much.
Wow, fun. That's more Sicilian than I am.
Me, too. Well, perfect. I want to tell you that I'm looking forward to this show. First of all, Mike, his first flight into space was on Columbia in March 2002, then the Atlantis in May of 2009, both Hubble Space Telescope servicing flights. I was very, very good friends with Alan Shepard, and he was a terrific guy. But this show that you're going to be part of on National Geographic, this tells about what it's like to live in space and if it's really something that can be done, experiencing 6Gs, you know, how the zero pressure can kill you within seconds if you get into the vacuum of space. You've been there. What's it like, Mike? Is it like Sicily?
Sicily is a beautiful place, and so is space. And we do try to take as much, I try to take as much Italian food as I can. I did take some lasagna and ravioli. That's pretty much where the similarity ends. But what we're going to show on the program is 8 episodes. The first one deals with surviving outer space. But what we're going to show in that show is what are the things you need to consider to be in space, as you said. There's no pressure, you're in a vacuum, there's no air, but you also need things like food and water, breathing air to survive. So what do you do about that? And what are the effects on the body? And we have a pretty good understanding of that through our space shuttle flights and our experience on the space station, having people living there. So we try to inform the viewer of what that's like, but at the same time, extrapolate it to what happens if we want to go further into the universe, explore our solar system and beyond. What are some of the other risks, dangers, problems we're going to face, and how do we solve them?
And it's everyday thing, like digestion, like going to the bathroom, sleeping. They're everyday things.
Yeah, all those things are covered, and we do an extensive review of potty training. So the most popular question that people have of what how do you do that in space will be answered on the show.
Okay, we'll wait to watch that. Okay,
yeah.
That'll be what we call a teaser, Mike. How about
there you
that?
Go.
When that shuttle takes off, and you obviously see video of these things where everything is rattling and shaking. How much vibration? How intense? How nerve wracking is it even for a professional like yourself to be in that at launch?
It is unbelievable, Ronnie. It is the only thing I can describe to you. The only words that went through my mind were speed and power. Speed and power. That's all I felt, is just the power of that machine. Once you go down to zero and the solid rockets light on the space shuttle, you go. And before you know it, you're going 100 miles an hour. Before you even move hardly, as soon as you get to the close to the top of the tower, you're already going 100 miles an hour. You go from zero to 17,500 miles an hour in 8.5 minutes. So the acceleration is incredible. I felt like some kind of beast, some kind of science fiction beast had grabbed me and was taking me off to a place that I had never been before. And I better trust it because I really didn't have any other choice.
Well, is there any ground training that replicates it perfectly?
No. I mean, they train you to do your job really well. We learn how to spacewalk in a big pool that we have, that we train in. We do have to simulate what the launch is like and working procedures and problems or whatever might happen during the ascent. But the actual vibration, more the acceleration, just the sheer sense of acceleration and power and speed, there's no way to replicate that other than getting your rear end on the rocket and going.
You have logged 571 hours, 47 minutes in space, cumulative 30 hours and 4 minutes spacewalking. What is that like? Is that going to be a kind of profile on the show when you're spacewalking and you're just hanging out there?
Yeah, we talk about that as well. Not as much on the first program, but on one of the later shows. The show runs for 8 weeks this next season of the show, and we do a lot of spacewalking. We're going to go over tools that we use for spacewalking. We're going to go over space construction is one of the themes of one of the later shows later in a few weeks from now. We're going to show you the big pool where we train and how we train and the considerations you have for spacewalking. But we'll show you as much as we can. The best thing, though, is to actually get a chance to actually do it, which is hard to describe other than it's, doing some really interesting work inside of a spacesuit with the most awesome view you can imagine while you're doing your work.
Mike, are you afraid of heights at all?
You know, I don't like heights, Ron. I really do not. I do not like, there's people that like look over the side of the railway.
Right, right.
And I don't like that at all. But up in space, it doesn't matter because you're so far away, it just blows your mind. Like, it doesn't even matter. I don't like looking over. I don't like walking little things, going along the mountainside. Nah. I don't like that.
My son's telling me, he said, Dad, you couldn't fly in the space shuttle because you couldn't walk from the elevator onto the shuttle.
I had a friend of mine who was a shuttle commander who had flown. We were down at this Kennedy Space Center together, and we were getting a tour of the space shuttle, and we walked along one of those little gangways,
right,
where it's like just a metal girder, just a metal floor where you can see through.
Right, right.
And all of a sudden, where did my buddy go? And I'm looking around, he's standing, and this is a guy who was an Air Force test pilot, flown in space 3 times and was already a commander. I go, what are you doing over there? He goes, I don't like doing that. It gives me a funny feeling. So you're not alone. You can tell your son it's not a requirement. Space is a different environment. When you're in control of a vehicle, have a control stick in your hand or whatever it might be, you feel more confident. It's different than walking across a gangplank.
Unbelievable. You know, I could talk to you for hours. I know you're really busy today, Mike, but I understand you might be down here to Universal. If you do, will you please let me know so that we can break bread together?
That would be a fun thing to do.
Let's do that. Known Universe, Surviving Outer Space, the National Geographic channel. Great, great channel. And it's going to feature my friend Mike Massimino, the astronaut and professor at Rice University. Mike, please, if you come down, let me know.
Sure will. Thanks. Thanks so much, Ron. I really appreciate your support.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Mike
Massimino has been our guest. Space shuttle astronaut twice, walked in space over 30 hours, and he's part of National Geographic Known Universe Surviving Outer Space.
I'm going to say it again. I love talking to people who go into space. How exciting is that? And there's more to come today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The potential for a radiation leak near the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine is getting the attention of both the Ukrainians and Russians. It's Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Residents near it are being given iodine tablets in case there is a radiation exposure. But Leon Zizel, president of the European Nuclear Society, told Canada's Global News that things aren't as grim.
All this is kind of a fear-mongering, and both sides need the electricity. So that's the reason that the plant is still there and operating.
The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has declared an emergency after a massive fire erupted in the southwestern part of her state. The Rum Creek Fire in Josephine County has reached 4,700 acres, according to her office. Evacuation warnings have been put into place by the county sheriff. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, here's a frightening statistic. One in six children in the United States don't know where their next meal is coming from. But you know, as summer ends, we take action. The Hunger Action Month begins at the Y, and joining us right now is the Anti-Hunger Initiative Specialist for the YMCA, Stacy McDaniel. Hi, Stacy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Everybody thinks that every child knows breakfast, lunch, dinner is coming, but there are so many, as we alluded to, that have no clue.
You're right. Nationally, more than 30 million children rely on the free and reduced lunch program at schools in this country. So when school is out for the summer, those children lose access. Their families have the same food budgets they had all school year long and are now needing to come up with breakfast and lunch for 5 days a week for sometimes multiple children. But even during the school year, it can be a really long time for a child between when lunch is served at school the next one day and breakfast the next if that pantry is empty. That's why the YMCA is really leaning in to fill that gap. We're serving more than 100,000 meals every day to children in this country.
How does it work? If they're going to school, do they have to go to the Y to get the lunch, or do they have it at the school that they're going to?
Yes. So the YMCA's year-round food program really complements the school's program. So during out-of-school times, like summer and after school, any child 18 and under can go to one of our 2,500 meal sites across the country and receive a free nutritious meal. No paperwork, registration required. They just walk up to these meal sites spread throughout communities and get that healthy meal. Last year alone, we served over 500,000 kids, more than 39 million healthy meals and snacks. Schools have breakfast and lunch through the National School Lunch Program, but there's still a really big gap during that evening hours when kids are out of school, during the summer months when kids no longer have that breakfast and lunch. The YMCA's summer food program and after-school meal program really complement that school lunch program so that when school is out, the Y is in for those free meals.
Do you find that this problem is rising or is it going down? Because I would hate to think, with all the money that we spend on other things in this country, including sending money overseas to other nations, that we would be substituting monies that would be going to our children going someplace else. Is the problem getting worse or is it getting better?
We still see a really high need at communities across the country. It is a startling statistic from our colleagues at the Food Research and Action Center. They did a study, and 67% of people believe that hunger exists, but not in their own community. But the reality is every community has hunger, and we know that kids need consistent daily access to nutrition to reach their full potential. We think that every kid deserves the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. Yet we know when kids are hungry, they can't focus, they don't do as well in school, they might have more behavior problems. I had a child tell me when she misses a meal, she just doesn't feel like being nice. And think of the last time that you had to work through lunch and how you felt. We even have a term for it. We call it hangry. We don't feel like being nice. We can't be our best selves when our tummies are rumbling. That's why the YMCA is really able to step in to fill that gap during out-of-school time, make sure that kids have full bellies and are fueled up for success.
Stacy, can you give us a website we can go to for more information?
YMCA.org/findyourwhy.
Thank you, Stacy, for joining us.
Oh, Ron, thank you so much for having me.
From the YMCA, our guest, Stacy McDaniels. Joining us now on the show, quite a lady. She is an MIT engineer. She is an Emmy-nominated Science TV host and author, and the host and co-executive producer of Emily's Wonder Lab on Netflix. Featured correspondent with our friend Bill Nye, Netflix, joining us right now, affectionately known as the Space Gal, Emily Calandrelli. Hi, Emily. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
1.3 million children ride to school in 22,000 school buses across the country.
People listening are like me, and they went to school. Back when they went to school on a diesel bus. An old diesel bus that was not very clean. You could probably still remember the smell of that diesel bus exhaust. Nothing like diesel exhaust in the morning. The black smoke that would come out of the tailpipe. And in that black smoke, there are emissions that are bad for the environment. They're bad for kids' lungs. They're bad for anybody in the community who's breathing in that stuff. But the good news is today there are alternative buses that are cleaner that you can choose for your school district. Things like propane school buses, where you just have a little bit higher cost than diesel, but you drastically reduce the emissions coming out of that tailpipe. In fact, you can drastically reduce that by 96% with propane school buses over diesel.
And I'm sure one day everybody will have an electric car, plane, boat, everything. But right now, still a little dicey.
Yeah, it's a great question, because when you think of clean vehicles, you automatically think electric. And electric is great. I drive an electric car myself. Electric school buses, they exist, and they are great. You don't have the same emissions. But the thing to consider with electric is that it's expensive currently. So for right now, you can get 3 propane buses for the price of 1 electric school bus. The people who are able to update their entire fleet of school buses to electric typically come from wealthier school districts. And this part is the part that I care about the most, because this means that this is like an environmental justice issue. And I don't think that you should have to be from a wealthy school district to be able to breathe clean air, which is why propane school buses are such a great option for so many communities.
This is a statistic that really blows me away. Replacing a diesel bus with a propane bus, not one, obviously, but a series of them, would save enough money to hire 23,000 new teachers in classroom. Now, that is a big difference. That is a substantial misallocation of funds, because now you're going to have a clean bus, which is great, and you're going to have more teachers, which is even greater.
Right, yeah. So propane right now is about half the price of diesel. And I'm wondering if that statistic is more about choosing propane over electric, because electric is a lot more expensive than propane. And the thing that everybody is probably thinking of, even though propane is so much cheaper than electric, like how could my school district even afford this? So the one big thing that I'm excited about is the Environmental Protection Agency, who obviously has a stake in this sort of thing. They have something called the Clean School Bus Program, which is offering $5 billion over the next 5 years to school districts in the form of grants to help them upgrade their aging diesel fleet to cleaner vehicles like the propane school bus. To learn more about that program, learn more to apply, learn more about propane school buses, you can go to betterourbuses.com.
That money is allocated solely for that purpose, not for any other things.
Right.
Yeah, how do you like being a television star?
Oh my gosh. Well, I like being a television star because I get to do something that I feel is really important and really valuable. And so when I meet people who recognize me on the street, it's often not just, can I get your autograph? It's that, thank you for inspiring my daughter to pursue science. My daughter now wants to be an astronaut because of the work that you do. That's the type of stuff that is really valuable to me.
That website is betterourbuses.com, Emily?
Yes.
Our guest has been the Space Gal, Emily Calandrelli.
Thank you, Ron.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. And hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay? 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're with Ron Segi today, nationwide and around the world. Our next guest knows everything there is to know about toys because she's the industry's premier player, and she got a lot of things to talk about. By the way, you can see her on The View, Fox and Friends, CNN, Access Hollywood, QVC, and a new venture she has, Elizabeth Warner. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you, dear?
Well, thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm so happy now that I get to speak with you.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about the CBS venture that you have going.
Yes, I'm very excited. So CBS Mornings, what we've done is we've just launched CBS Deals. So every week you're going to find, if you text CBS to 65,000, some unbelievable products at amazing prices. So we just launched last week. We are very excited about the program. A lot of people tuning in and going to CBSDeals.com. Very excited. So thank you for asking me.
What do we do as far as getting toys that help to teach? You and I have had this conversation several times before. I like toys that have a bottom line to it, and that bottom line is let's play, have fun, and learn.
That's right, Ron. But you know what the trick is? It should be so fun that kids don't realize they're learning. And I found two of those. So we'll start off with the Leapfrog Magic Adventures Microscope. Now, Ron, this is so cool. So this microscope allows our kids to see up to 200 times magnification. It comes with 8 double-sided slides. Now, the kids will slide the slide right in. They're going to see things like flowers and insects and metals and minerals. What's great about these slides, we're calling them smart slides, and they activate 220 amazing BBC high-quality videos and images. So this is a really great immersive learning experience, and the other thing they're going to do, they're going to run out and get their own specimens, and they have slides where they can place those into the slide and see those themselves as well. Very immersive, very innovative, and everything that the kids are learning here, all created by science educators. Ron, are you a chess player?
No, I never had a microscope either. I always wanted a microscope. Everybody in my family had a microscope. I never had. I might have to get this. I'm not a chess player. I'm a good checker player, and I can dance.
Anyone that can dance is going to be top of my list. I knew we were great friends for a reason. I love to dance, too. I don't know how good I am at it, but I love it. Storytime chess. Let me tell you about this one. This is crazy. It's a whole new way to teach kids and adults chess, but we can now teach kids as early as 3 years old. Now, I'll tell you how. This is a beautiful box set. It comes with the chess board, all the chess pieces, and a storybook. The storybook has beautiful illustrations and loads of silly characters from a place called Chesslandia. All of the pieces that are actually on the board have a character in the story. And that character, like King Shaky, he's afraid of everything. He is so afraid that he moves one slow step at a time. Well, that's how the king on the board actually moves. And that's how our kids are going to learn how each piece on the board moves. They have a series of mini games to allow them to practice those moves, and then eventually they get to play. All the pieces on the board can be dressed up like the story characters. That comes included. And as our kids grow, we can flip the board over. We can just use the pieces as is without the story characters. So this actually will grow with them. And Ron, you can learn to play chess with this. You can, I promise.
I have sons that play chess, and they ask me, do you want to play chess? And I said, I don't even know what it's about. So that might be something that I might look into. See, that's what I like about when you and I talk. It's not only games for children. It's games for children like me who never learned anything. I should say adults. I mean, what else do you have on the agenda?
What I thought about was back in the day, right? Because you and I always like that. So I found a couple of things. They're school supply type items that are very nostalgic. The first one, do you remember Highlight?
Oh, sure. Oh,
we used to read the magazine.
Yes. I love
it. We would do all those really fun. Yeah, me too. Like the, remember they had like hidden pictures and puzzles and jokes and riddles. So Highlights, if you go onto Highlights.com, they still have that phenomenal curriculum. But guess what else? They have a new collection of back-to-school gear. Backpacks, pencil cases, water bottles, lunch boxes. Got really fun designs and vibrant colors, unicorns, dinosaurs, space, rainbows. And some of them even glow in the dark. Lots of fun personalization options because it comes with these really cool sticker patches so they can decorate all everything matchy-matchy. Really fun, and kids love to do this. Now, when we're going to pack that lunchbox,
I want to make sure that we have a snack that kids like, but parents also approve. So I found a snack that's made by a company that I used to have snacks in my lunchbox. The company is Pure Organic, and these are their layered fruit bars. They come in yummy flavors, strawberry banana, pineapple passion fruit, and raspberry lemonade. I love them because they're made with real fruit. Put them in the lunchbox. Keep them in the car. You know when you're going somewhere with the kids, if they get hungry, it's a disaster. They get hangry. So these are something you should always have with you.
You know, you mentioned Highlights Magazine. I had a subscription to that when I was in grade school, and then you'd always find it in your children's doctor's office lobby.
Yeah, that's right, the pediatrician's office. But then sometimes the other kids had already done the puzzles or found the hidden pictures, so that's why we all had to get our own subscription, remember, so we could do it ourselves.
Do they still have the magazines that come to the home?
Yeah, they still have the magazines. They have a whole curriculum that is absolutely amazing. So check out highlights.com. The other thing I was thinking, Ron, is this time of year is a very heavy spending time for families. Actually, it's one of the heaviest spending times of the entire year, and that's because kids, you know, they grow out of clothes, they need their new fashions, they need technology like computers and calculators, that school supply lists are so long. I did some researching and found something called Pay Later with PayPal. Have you heard about these programs?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
This gives families more flexibility and choice when they're purchasing their back-to-school items. So there are two programs. The first one, if you purchase something between $30 and $1,500, you can select Pay in 4 and break the cost into 4 interest-free payments. For larger purchases, you can select Pay Monthly and break the cost into monthly payments over a longer period of time. Select Pay Later when you're checking out with PayPal and give yourself some flexibility on how you pay for all these purchases.
I think that is a great idea, especially now with the prices, inflation, and everything else that's going on in our economy. And you know, when your child says they want something, the peer pressure that they have, you almost have to give it to them somehow, some way, someplace, without breaking the bank. Where can we go, Elizabeth, for more information on what you were talking about here today?
You can go to our website, which is WernerInfo.com.
Warner, W-E-R-N-E-R, and not Warner like the theater.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, it's always great talking to you. Here we are in August, but I know that shortly we'll be chatting a lot between now and the end of the year, because a lot of holidays are coming up, and that's when you shine. You shine all the time, but you are extra shiny during the holidays.
Thank you so much. I love you, Ron. I can't wait till we talk again, and until then, I will see you on Facebook.
Elizabeth Warner has been our guest, the toy industry's premier player. When she says something about toys, everybody listens. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge.
Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours on this last weekend of August. And my guests include Barry Manilow, Vanessa Williams, Kevin Costner, Bo Derek, Stone Cold Steve Austin, astronaut Mike Massimino, Stacey McDaniel, Emily Calandrelli, and Elizabeth Warner. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.